This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of winning? Absolutely not. Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check, that's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Trump is winning. I'll give you several examples of that momentarily. One of the top stories is Gene Hackman, the actor, has died at the age of 95. That in itself, well, he was a two-time Oscar winner, so to acknowledge him and say rest in peace would be appropriate. He seemed to know his craft extremely well. I think most people would agree with that. And dying at 95, not out of the ordinary, but what else occurred is out of the ordinary. He was found dead. So was his wife of many years, who's 63 years old, Betsy Arakawa. And their dog was also found dead. Now, the sheriff's office there in Santa Fe, New Mexico, didn't provide a cause of death, but they said there's no immediate indication of foul play. As Greg suggested, carbon monoxide kind of comes to mind as something
If it's an accidental thing at the house, that's pretty...
Yeah, normal. If they're ruling out foul play, and again, that's no immediate indication, but... Obviously, something happened out of the ordinary. Three individuals, two humans and a dog, generally don't, you know, succumb to death through natural causes simultaneously.
Not so much
that I'm aware of.
No.
Yeah. All right. So you've got that. Now, back to Trump being awesome. And this guy deserves it. Put Trump on a $250 bill. There's a South Carolina congressman, Joe Wilson. A Republican out of South Carolina, he said, look, most valuable bill for the most valuable president. And why 250? Well, because we're coming up on our 250th anniversary as a nation.
Ah, there's a little twist. I like that.
I'm going to say a word that's going to make you feel old, because if you were there, you're old!
Don't say it yet.
Bicentennial.
Oh, I knew you were going to say it. Because, yes. And then I was. In fact, I was in eighth grade, I think. And we did a field trip.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
And there was the bicentennial tour. Was it a train going across the country, I think?
Probably.
And it stopped in St. Louis, and we took a field trip to go see it there on the grounds there by the arch. Did all that whole kind of thing.
All right. I
do feel old. Thank you.
I remember that summer coming back. I'm imagining it was July 4th weekend.
Yeah.
Coming back from the shore. Visiting a family in Philadelphia, and they had a beach house out there, and and coming back and getting stuck in downtown Philadelphia with a massive amount of traffic because they were having a huge celebration. And that
Philadelphia,
fireworks show was the best that I've ever seen in my life, and I have seen more than a few.
Wow.
Yes, it
That's
was
cool.
incredible. And I was enjoying it. But my older sister, who was driving, was not all that excited about it.
I can imagine.
Well, I think she had to work maybe the next day or the day after. I don't know. She was not happy. But anyway, So we were there, though, together, enjoying, at least in my head, the bicentennial. And now we're coming up on 250.
Wow.
250. So I think it's a great idea.
Oh, I do too. I love
it. Put Trump on a 250. Because really, 250 is the it is the new $100 bill.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Sad but true.
Yeah, inflation and take it.
Well, I mean, think about it, man. You have $100 in your pocket. You know, you've got dinner, a nice dinner for four. Nice dinner for four back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day.
Now.
Two people, you know, especially if you have a glass of wine or two. Forget about it. Forget about it.
It's the $100 easy. Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
So anyways, Joe Wilson. Is that the same Joe Wilson that when he called Obama a liar? Didn't he say liar? Is that the same guy? I mean, I could have swore his name was Joe Wilson. Out of South Carolina. Anyway, it's his suggestion. He put it on X. Wilson revealed that he was drafting legislation to direct the Bureau of Engraving and Printing to make a new $250 bill that featured Trump on it. Grateful to announce that I'm drafting the legislation. Yep. Bidenflation has destroyed the economy, forcing American families to carry more cash. Most valuable bill for most valuable president. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco's website, a living person may not appear on United States currency.
Wow. Little history here, because you were asking about that clip, and I think this is what you're looking for. You lie. You lie.
So that was the Joe Wilson that's proposing Trump be on the $250 bill. And now, in hindsight, Joe Wilson was 100% correct.
Uh-huh.
As we have and are providing all kinds of benefits to illegals.
So what if we could change the whole thing about you got to be dead first kind of thing?
Yeah. I don't know why it would be a problem if you're still alive. Somebody asks you for ID, you pull out the $250 bill, you go, you might recognize me from my portrait on this here $250 bill.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
I'm not sure why that's just a long-standing tradition, apparently.
Yeah. Hmm.
Huh. And actually, that tradition actually did become law with an 1866 Act of Congress. Maybe that's because if you're the political power in power,
right?
And of course, then every president would be like,
I ought to be on one.
Put me on a coin. Let's come up with something.
I wonder, just kind of thinking here out loud, because I've not looked at any dates on it, I wonder if JFK was the fastest, like after his passing, to end up
was
on
a half
coin,
dollar?
Going back in the day. So, yeah.
Because
those came out in 64. 64 and a half, technically.
What about Lincoln and the penny? No, that was probably a ways after that.
Yeah.
Huh. What was that, 1865, I think?
So I would think that Kennedy was probably one of the fastest turnarounds on that concept.
Yeah, I concur.
Without doing any homework.
Yeah, we don't want to do any homework.
No.
Oh, no, wait, that's tomorrow where we want to bang on the drum. We don't want to do any work. Do we have another Trump is winning story?
Come on, Rod.
We got him to last all morning long.
Wow.
A report from the Panamanian government's National Border Service, Cenafront, indicates migrants are now employing the same boat smugglers who once ferried them from Colombia to Panama to return them home. In other words, these same folks that were smuggling people north into Mexico and Panama and into the United States are now, the same boats are being used to bring people back to their homeland. It's called inverse migration. Inverse.
Interesting. So before they get kicked out, they're just like, I got to ride up. I'll handle it myself. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And and it is accurately being called in some circles the Trump effect.
I like that.
As Venezuelan migrants are paying Panamanian smugglers for a boat ride home. Same boats, the identical boats that were used to transport people north.
Well, they know who the smugglers are, so, you know, you already got contact. You pull out their business card, give them a call again, and
they haven't been busy since Trump got into office, right? No.
They're working for a few bucks,
but now business is picking up, taking them the other way, and that's called winning. That's called putting Americans first. That's called making America great again. Coming up next, a chance for you to air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. It's called What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Well, it will be once you air it out and get it off your chest, whatever's bugging you. Yep, that's what this segment is all about. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, where the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And don't be one of those. All right, call in now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. We'll try to fit everybody in. Good morning, Brenda. What's bugging you?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you that I really enjoy your show when I can hear it. But what's bugging me is that your signal, I work in the Villages, and I got to drive from Ocala to the Villages, and about halfway through, I get a bunch of static at another station over top of you. And I never hear the end of your story. That's what's bugging me.
That's not good. We want to make everybody who wants to be able to listen to be able to do it. I know maybe if it's in your car, it's not as easy, but you know, we stream, and you get stuff through the Odyssey app, and you can get podcasts and all that. But we apologize for that. I think we found out a few years back when we made some changes to strengthen our signal going south. There's some kind of topographical weirdness to the lay of the land that impacted us in a negative way. So, yeah, we apologize for that. And let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me, and I heard about this, I believe, on Monday's America's First News with Gordon Deal. So it's kind of related to transgender women invading women's sports. So I heard about these 12 transgender female inmates, which means born a dude and changed their minds later. They were in a women's prison, and they were slated to be reassigned to a men's prison appropriately when some activist judge got involved and said, nope, they're staying in the women's prison. So I wish Trump would expand his executive order to get the transgender women inmates out, because we don't need the real authentic women fearing dropping their soap in the shower.
Yeah, and there has been issues. And we'll just say that. Let's go to Terry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
I'm very upset over the speed bumps they put on 39th Avenue at the corner of 43rd Street. I drive a semi, and I hit it, and I have to come to a dead stop before I go through the ceiling from bouncing.
Yeah,
it's pretty much annoying me.
Oh, it is. They've still got to get another layer, I guess, on that. And so, yeah, that's tough for the Jeep. I mean, I kind of try to, like, almost like slalom through it, so you're not hitting it, you know, both tires.
And there's no sign that says uneven lanes ahead.
No, but it's like that's a big intersection, and you've got two sections of the lower, but then you've got all the bumps to go through to get through that one. It's a pain.
I make the left from 43rd to I'm from 39 to 43rd to get here.
Yeah.
So it's a little bumpity bump, but not like traversing across it.
Yeah, he's got more axles to deal with than we do.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Good morning, Donnie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. One of my favorite actors died, Gene Hackman. But the coverage I'm hearing on the news, now apparently his wife was only 63 years old.
Right.
She was also found dead, and the family dog was found
correct.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they're not releasing a cause of death and saying no foul play is suspected. It's just kind of bizarre coverage to me. It would appear to be some kind of suicide, unless it was a tragic gas leak or something. But why wouldn't they announce that?
Well, it just happened.
Yeah, they may not have discovered, you know, if there is some sort of leak, if there is a carbon monoxide issue there. They said no immediate signs of foul play, and they're not going to tell everything right off the bat. They're going to verify and do what they need to do. But you're right, it's a very odd story to begin with.
Yeah.
When you've got not just the humans, but also the dog, has perished as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a great actor, I agree. 877-975-9825, call in now. Last chance, please, for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I know Trump can do 10 things at one time, but it's going to bug me if we start selling citizenships before we clean our own house fully, i.e., I want to see some people go to jail before we start selling citizenship. God bless America.
Yeah, maybe wherever the people are coming from, to pay the $5 million for the gold card slash green card that he talked about. The people coming in, you could use the same plane to send the other people back.
There you go. Efficiency of use there.
Yeah.
I think that doesn't bug me that much because both can happen at the same time, and it's a different group of people, so I think they're not as directly related. So I think that's why that doesn't bug me as much.
Just have to make sure that they're thoroughly vetted because there could be some ne'er-do-wells that would take advantage of this, and maybe not they themselves, but be sponsored, quote-unquote, by, you know. All of a sudden, you've got a bunch of Iranians that mysteriously were able to come up with $5 million.
Yeah. The thing is, and you're right, there's going to be the background status part of it. Those kind of people, they don't want attention. And you know that those people are going to get all kinds of attention in the media, aside from the government background checks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those kind of people aren't going to go down that road because they want to stay in the shadows.
And I think it's another one of those. It's a Trump idea starter.
Exactly.
It might not end up anything like what we think right now. It's an idea. Somebody said they played golf with Trump and said the guy will come up with really like 100 ideas just while he's playing 18 holes.
Wow.
And of course, you know, a lot of those will get tossed aside or whatever, but it just goes to show you he's always constantly thinking about how he can improve things for Americans in America. Crazy, huh?
Wow.
Refreshingly crazy, I say. It is 7:28. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, anti-ICE protesters. Really getting on my nerves. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky. You're listening to The Sky. The Bob Rose Show. We need some, like, you know, sound effects and stuff.
Mm.
What do you got for us, Greg? What do you got on the hotkeys?
Well, nothing. You can't really do sound effects, per se. So,
you know, whip?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah?
Whip it out. Yowza!
He loves that way too much.
tie me up first. 7:35, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. These ICE protesters are getting out of hand. I guess you could call them anti-ICE. I'm going to get to that story in a minute. But first, coming from Congresswoman Kat Kamak and Senator Jim Banks, they put out a new bill. This just came out yesterday evening. And they introduced the Defund NPR Act. And that amends Section 396 of the Communications Act, ensuring no federal funds, direct or indirect, support NPR, including dues or programming purchases. I'm glad to join my longtime friend, Senator Banks, in introducing the Defund NPR Act in the House, said Congresswoman Kamak. Last Congress, the Energy and Commerce Committee held a hearing about the status of NPR and how federal funds are often used for left-wing activism under the journalism moniker. For too long, NPR cherry-picked its coverage in favor of its majority Democrat listeners, which is 87%, according to a Pew Research survey. From failing to cover an assassination attempt on Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in 2018 to ignoring former President Joe Biden's business dealings with his son Hunter in 2020. Federal funds should not be available for NPR. Taxpayers shouldn't be forced to fund NPR's liberal propaganda. Now, if they can't stay afloat without government funding, that tells you all you need to know about the quality of their news. I think they can be self-sustainable without government funding. 87% Democrat listeners, I am sure, would pitch in. So, listen, NPR basically came about a long time ago because there were areas of the country that were really not being served by radio, and later they did it with TV as well. So it was really supposed to be, you know, a way for the government to communicate to people, especially those who lived in, you know, areas that weren't being served. But there's no longer the need for that. So many people have access to, you know, cable, satellite, internet, and all the other ways to get information. It really does. There's no real need for it. And yes, they've pushed the far left agenda for a while now. Now, here's some background. CEO of NPR, Catherine Maher, has described the First Amendment as the number one challenge to combating misinformation. The First Amendment. It's a challenge. The First Amendment. We call it free speech. Freedom of speech is a problem. It creates a challenge to combat misinformation. You know what they were calling misinformation? Pretty much everything that turned out to be true about COVID and the vaccine was all labeled as misinformation and was censored heavily. Is that the world that you want to live in? No. And it won't be the world you live in under President Donald Trump. In 2019, NPR published an erroneous correction after then-Congressman Banks, who's now the Senate and co-author of the bill, correctly stated that Adam Schiff lied about his relationship with Ukraine whistleblower Eric Ciaramella during an on-air interview. Yep. So that they lied about that. In 2024, NPR senior editor Yuri Berliner wrote an essay exposing how NPR's editorial decisions had been taken over by liberals. He noted that he found 87 registered Democrats working in editorial positions and zero Republicans. None.
Just a little bias there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes on from there. But they put this bill together. That's Congresswoman Kat Kamek and Senator Jim Banks introducing the Defund NPR Act.
Nice.
Yeah, as they continue to look at government spending and cut waste and fat. And that's a good thing. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And good morning, Pete. What's going on?
Well, I agree that NPR is horribly biased. I don't think it should be defunded, and I'll give you two reasons. First of all, they're, to use an old expression, they're preaching to the choir. You said how high a ratio of their listeners are Democrats and progressives. So they're just being fed the same bull that they get, you know, everywhere else. So it's not like it's hurting the conservative movement or anything. And on the other hand, it benefits us as conservatives, because if you listen to the NPR, you can get inside the mind of the enemy. And they very often reveal their plans or their goals or, you know what I'm saying, on their broadcast. So I think it's a very useful tool for us. And it's not really hurting us because they're preaching to people that don't care about us anyway. Thank you, Bob.
No, thank you, Pete. I'll have to think about that. You see, you know, I think that they can be self-supporting. Yeah,
sure
87% of their listeners are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But they would, I think many of them would support the product. There's many of them that are...
They do anyway.
Well, they foundations have money.
Yeah. The question would be, how much on the national platform, how much tax dollars are really being given to that? And could it be better used So I think it may come down to the number on why, as somebody we know says, it's always about the number. And maybe that would determine how we feel of, well, okay, it's worth it to kind of know what they're up to, or no, that's a waste of a bunch of cash.
Well, those that obviously are going to support it are going to say, oh, that's just, you know, one penny a day from Americans.
Oh, yeah, right.
They always break it down to make it look like it's not much. And compared to the billions and trillions that we talk about now in regular conversations, it will seem kind of trivial and like a drop in the bucket. But, you know, why should we support, you know, this broadcast of clearly leftist propaganda? Why should we pay for that? If there's a market for that, let the people who want to hear that kind of garbage, let them pay for it. Let them support it. All right. Happy Thursday. We're almost there. We're almost there to the weekend. It's going to be another gorgeous day in paradise. I got to tell you, I'm not trying to rub this in anybody's face.
But?
Went out on the boat yesterday, dropped it in Lake Santa Fe.
Well, he did wear his Yacht Rock t-shirt yesterday, so it only makes sense that he would be on the Rose 3, I think is what it's called now.
Yeah. So, you know. I did have the captain's hat.
Did you really?
On. Go, oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
The captain and Betsy, though, not the captain and Tennille.
Oh, okay.
But it was beautiful out, and oh, there was maybe on that entire lake, maybe five other boats.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Almost had it to yourself.
Pretty much, and it was awesome. Like glass as
wow.
well.
Oh, it was a beautiful day. I was out doing stuff in the yard, so that was... I was solving a mystery. A couple of times this week, we had a breaker at the house go, and like one end of the house suddenly is like dark. I'm like, all these plugs not working. And you're like, okay, process of elimination before I call an electrician because I can't afford that. Turns out, I think I was the culprit.
He thinks.
Pretty sure. When I was doing some hedge trimming the other day,
yeah.
I think I hit one of the...
You think.
Okay.
Was it a squirrel or not?
Well, that's what I was trying to decide. That's what I thought it was first.
That was going to be your out.
And then, no, I thought it was them first. And then I thought, oh, I bet I hit this when I was trimming.
Mm-hmm.
Then it rained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Water got in.
Yeah.
And then the lights would kick on. But I had to do process of elimination before I found that part of the long extension cord. And so I had to buy an extension cord instead of an electrician.
What is going to protect this new extension cord from the likes of you and your out-of-control use with a power hedge trimmer?
Oh, like I'm Edward Scissorhands out there with the, you know, going crazy.
That's kind of the picture that I was coming up with in my mind.
They are very neatly trimmed and look very nice now.
Like Edward Scissorhands, I believe they are. But again,
okay,
what are you going to do to protect the extension cord?
I'm just going to be more careful next time.
Tragic death, Gene Hackman, and I say tragic because we're not really sure what happened. Now, he was 95 years old. Any day could have been his last day. But he was found dead along with his 63-year-old wife and the family dog. And this is in New Mexico. And they said it doesn't appear foul play, but they haven't told us what was the cause of death. What did happen? When we find out, you will find out. We'll share that with you. It is 7:45 Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And anti-ICE protesters really getting on, well, everybody's nerves. What is the problem here? Anti-ICE protesters have been taking matters into their own hands. They've been disrupting illegal immigration raids and also publicly doxing the identities of federal agents. That is putting a target on the back or the backs of these agents. That's got to be dealt with. Immigration rights activists have banded together to conduct patrols throughout Los Angeles communities, and in a few instances, they've actually stopped raids as they were happening. A group of 100 volunteers, Community Self-Defense Coalition, interrupted ICE raids in the San Fernando and Alhambra areas. Video footage showed the volunteers driving up to the scene of the raid and saying There they are. There's ICE. ICE spotted in El Hombra. And they began chanting, ICE, ICE, baby.
Wow, what a coincidence.
And putting up posters of Vanilla ICE, which of course scared many people away.
Wow.
No, I mean,
they're so wrong.
They're interfering with, official federal police work.
Yeah.
They're saying, this group, we denounce ICE and alert the community with megaphones. We were there until the agents left. They didn't kidnap anybody today. We're talking about many of these folks that are wanted on warrants. Many of these folks, as it turns out, already have criminal records. Many of these folks are extremely dangerous members of gangs. And you've got these groups who are going out of their way and breaking the law to protect them. That doesn't make any sense. But yet, there they are. You have to wonder, is there some funding? You know, if you look hard enough, I bet you could find where some funding of these groups, just like the Rent-A-Mob things that they've done forever, wherever the far left is involved, whether it's elections or other things, there's usually a little money that helps to spur these people on, you know, for the cause.
Yeah. Right.
Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Roy, good morning.
Well, my personal thought on that is quite simple. It is obstruction of the law, so they should all be arrested for that. And honestly, I think they ought to scale it up to consider it as treason.
Well, if you look at it from the perspective that there are national security issues at play, I have a story just today. And here's the headline in a nutshell. New York City illegal immigrant who posed with AK-47s is busted for supporting ISIS after ex-wife rats him out for sham marriage to stripper. And this guy, it's alleged that he funneled $70,000 to ISIS-affiliated individuals. He came on a visa legally, and then overstayed the visa, then tried to do a sham marriage. That was not accepted either. But yeah, this guy is promoting and financing, allegedly, ISIS and terrorism. So is there a national security issue at play here when it comes to illegals? Yeah, there most certainly is. When you have had millions come across the border that have not been vetted, you only have to have an extremely sliver of the population of those folks to be bad and to create utter havoc here in our nation. So, yeah, there definitely is a link to national security, which would, but we'll see. The Trump administration and Tom Holman, they're taking it very seriously, and they're pushing forward on the deportations. But these folks, these anti-ICE protesters, do they realize that they're protecting many people who are dangerous? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine you're out there protecting somebody's thugs, the illegals, and meanwhile, they're like attempting to rape your sister?
Yeah.
Because that kind of thing does occur.
They better hope Holman doesn't come after them for obstructing his work.
Oh, yeah.
Of the people.
One of the things that they're also doing is putting up the faces of the actual agents that work, like, in Southern California, both ICE and Homeland Security. They're putting their faces on posters, on telephone poles and stuff, saying, careful with these faces. And in many cases, they're putting personal information and identifying them.
Mm-hmm. That's so wrong.
Well, yeah. Oh. That makes their jobs 100 times more dangerous, and it already is a dangerous and dirty job. All right. But the Trump administration continues to fight the good fight. Hey, did you hear about North Korea pulling off the biggest heist ever? $1.5 billion? It's a crazy story, but I think it's a true story. Are you into the cryptocurrency? Yeah, this is an interesting story. You might want to stick around for that. Coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.